Welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. I thought I would take you guys on my walk today, trying to, you know, kill two birds with one stone. Hopefully this angle isn't too weird for you people on YouTube. Anyway, and I have my podcast peeps on Spotify that I'll try to keep my phone up and the camera up. This might be a little awkward, but hey, today is a Random Threads walking pod. We'll just call it a walking pod. Welcome to the Random Threads walking podcast, where we will be outdoors in the fresh air and listening to all the cicadas singing. Anyway, how are you guys doing? Happy Saturday, or whatever day you're listening to this. For those of you on YouTube, if you get bored of your surroundings, you'll just have to get over it, because as you all know, I am a mother, and I am basically just walking my driveway so that I can still be close to my children, because they're just right over there. Anyway, I didn't really have anything like organized or planned out, like any speeches or any posts or anything that I wanted to talk about. So I kind of just wanted to get on here and encourage you guys a little bit, just like with I guess any of my podcasts. I just want to encourage all of you guys, but basically I wanted to come on here and just, with how crazy the media and everything, people, how people are talking nowadays, and honestly how they have been talking for a long time, is just getting a whole heck of a lot of attention, because like I said before, negative things gets a lot of media attention, and people like to talk about the negative. And I'm just here to say, hey, let's talk about the positive stuff. Let's talk about the happy stuff that's going on, you know? Think about all the happy stuff that you're grateful for in your life. Talk about the cool things, you know? Look at all the cool things in your life. Be grateful for the house that you live in, the apartment you live in, you know? Be grateful that you wake up in the morning, you get to breathe fresh air, you know? Think of all the things that you just absolutely love. Think of your family. Think of your children. Think of your friends, you know? Think of all of the lovely things that you have going on in your life. Yes, I know, there are negative things. Of course, everybody has negative things that they deal with on a moment-by-moment basis. But I think that when we take active steps in making the positive things in our life, the positive aspects of our everyday, if we actively make those the most prominent features of our life, we will see more and more of those positive things. We will see more love that, you know, gets exploded throughout the universe. We will see that when we ourselves choose individually to look at the happy stuff, look at the positive things in our life, and stop giving attention to the bad stuff. Stop giving attention to the negative stuff. Stop giving attention to contradictions and conflicts and disputes, and start giving attention to kindness, you know? Back in the day when, I mean, it probably still happens now, I just don't get out much. Back in the day when people helped old ladies cross the road, and, you know, children helped the elderly rake their yard and pick up leaves, and, you know, think of all those kindness things that do still happen today, do still happen in today's world. It just doesn't get attention. And so since those don't get attention, we don't see it. So let's make positivity get a whole heck of a lot more of our attention. And just remember, we choose. We have the right to choose what goes on in our life. We have the right to choose. there's a consequence to every single choice that we make. We're all going to struggle. What do you want your struggle to be? You know, it's basically not just choose your struggle, but, you know, choose your victory. What kind of victory do you want? Do you want the victory of lapping when you walk? Do you want the victory of 10 laps? Or do you want the victory of being able to sit on your couch? I don't know. You know, you just choose your victory. And this is not a controversial or a conflicting podcast, so I don't necessarily like getting into too many details, but I just want everybody to remember, especially us in the United States, it is our right to choose. We still have the right to choose whatever we want. We have freedom. We still have our freedom. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, we have our freedom. It's our right. We are free. We choose. It's our choice. You know, whatever the choice is, it's ours. And we're free to freaking make it. We get to make choices. No matter what the choice is. Literally. That's the definition of freedom. And when you start getting pressured one way or the other to make a choice one way or the other, then it's not freedom. So don't believe any of the lies. You get to choose what you want. What you want, that's what you get. You choose. You know, no matter what, you're going to be under pressure. No matter what, there will be pressure. So you might as well choose what you want. Especially if you're going to be challenged either way. You might as well fucking choose what you freaking want. I'm going to. Right now, I'm choosing what I want. You see me? This is my choice. I get to walk outside. I get to walk on my own property in my sports bra and leggings, do my exercises. It's my choice. I get to do it. So, my encouragement for you guys today is choose. Choose to turn me off on the podcast, on YouTube, or choose to listen to me. Feel encouraged. Feel empowered. This is your life. You create every single day of your life. What you choose to do right at this very second is just making steps, making blueprints for the rest of your future. So if you want your future to be bright, clear, sunny, and still full of the freedom of choices, then start making your choice right now, because you have a choice. Now, go on. Go make the rest of your day by making your choices. And have a great weekend or week or whatever you're doing right now. Go choose to make it happen. Choose to make it amazing. See you guys later. I'd like to thank all my listeners for continuing to take part in listening and supporting me here at Random Threads. I do appreciate you guys so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for allowing me to have this safe space to speak my truth and speak what I think. I will continue to be making these podcasts because I believe they at least help my mental health. And now, today that I'm walking and potting, podcasting, they're helping my physical health too. So hopefully you guys were doing something productive or active while you were listening to this podcast. I know it wasn't a super long one, but hey, maybe you got some jumping jacks or maybe a little sprint in here or there, or maybe just a nice power walk like what I'm doing. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you guys. I feel like I've kind of neglected my Spotify, Apple Podcast, regular podcast listeners ever since I started the YouTube channel. So I just wanted to give you guys a special thanks. I do appreciate you guys so much. Let's keep on keeping on. And just like I said in the bulk of the podcast today, go out and make your choices. And by golly, let's make some positive choices. And let's let's give some attention. Let's give our attention. Let's give all of our attention to the positivity and the kindness that still is alive and thriving in this world. Let's give that our attention. You guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you.